नमो ओम विष्णु पर्य कृष्ण कृपाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी प्रसचारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्लोकोपाद की जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय रामचंद्र भगवान की जय। So we'll remember some passages of Ramachandra. Many times devotees wonder why Lord Ramachandra killed Vali. Vali was the senior brother of Sugriva. So once there was a demon who came to attack the kingdom, and Vali has to fight with him. Bali Maharaj, not Bali Maharaj in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam. This is different. The Vanara kingdom. Vanara means monkeys. These monkeys are not just monkeys, they're gorillas. So Bali fought with this demon for a long time. And because others were afraid, they couldn't enter the tunnel to see or to support Bali. When the Bali was fighting with this demon in the cave, in the tunnel, big tunnel, the citizens followed him, but they couldn't enter the tunnel with him. Because he stayed so long in the cave, the citizens were thinking the demon must have killed Bali. So they thought Bali was very, very powerful. So if he's killed by the demon, that means that their life also is in danger. Thinking that Bali might have been killed by the demon, and they were afraid that the demon would come after them, they blocked the hole to this tunnel with heavy chunks of stones. But Bali killed the demon. And when he was coming out and he saw that, There were no chance for him to come out through the tunnel. He became very angry. And he thought, oh, so these people wanted me dead. Therefore, they have blocked me from coming out. Bali was thinking that the citizen who blocked the hole to the tunnel wanted him dead. So he became very angry with all of them. Particularly his Jino brother, Sugriva. So when he found his way out and came back to the kingdom, he fought with Sugriva. Because Sugriva was not up to his strength, so Bali drove him away from the kingdom. So he went to the forest. So when Lord Machanda met Sugriva in the forest and requested him to assist him in recovering his wife, Sita Devi, Sugriva accepted. But Sugriva said, I will be able to assist you completely if you also can assist me. We are friends, so we have to assist each other. Lord Machanda accepted, yes, I will assist you because I need your help. So Sugriva told Ramachandra that kill my Sino brother. The Lord agreed. Sugriva requested Lord Ramachandra to kill his Sino brother, Bali. And Ramachandra accepted to do that. So Lord Ramachandra requested Sugriva to go and challenge his Sino brother for fight, and he will come and kill him. So Sugriva came to the city and challenged his brother for a fight. When Bali was leaving the palace, his wife told him, "Don't go." He said, "Why?" She said, "Hey, Ajinabra knows you are superior to him in strength. So, if he is challenging you for a fight, it means somebody is behind him. So don't go." Bali was enjoying his strength. Therefore, he didn't listen to the good advice of his wife. He came out and started fighting with Sugriva. So Lord Ramachandra came and shot him. Before Bali left the body, he looked at Lord Ramachandra and he said, "My Lord, I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you have come for the interest of the demigods. I knew Ravana has taken your wife, so you are looking for her. You know the Vedas perfectly because you spoke it. You came to teach perfect leadership, and I can see that you are doing that perfectly. Only thing I cannot understand is, why are you killing me? Because I am not fighting with you." "If it is for your wife, I can go to Lanka and bring your wife here. And with my hand, I can kill Ravana. So why are you killing me?" Ramachandra said two things. "You are a monkey, very trickish. Very, very trickish. Monkeys are not straightforward. So I shot you from the back because that's the way of attacking monkeys. Second reason is that the duty of those who are very strong is to protect those who are weak. You are stronger than your junior brother and you are senior to him. Therefore, it was your duty to protect him. Not only that, you did not protect your genial brother, you drove him to the forest and you are sleeping with his wife. Taking another person's wife is death penalty. So I shot you. Bali said, thank you very much. I am very fortunate that I'm living my life in the hand of the Supreme Personality of God. So we can learn from the teachings Lord Machanda is giving to us. Those who are leaders will protect the citizens. Those who are strong will protect those who are weak. If we exploit those who are under us, we will be destroyed like Ramachandra did to Bali. So Lomachanda, he also killed Ravana for the same purpose, taking his wife. It is recommended in the Vedas that aggressors should be killed. The Vedas recommend that 6 persons should be killed. A person who takes another person's wife should be killed. Hare Krishna. A person who said fire on another person's house will be killed. One who takes another person's property should be killed. Like land, should be killed. One who give poison to an aggressor should be killed. Yes. One who attack a defenseless person, women, children, old people, cows, brahmanas, should be killed as an aggressor. Including a diseased person, a person who is sick, should not be killed. Even criminals, if you are arrested or police shot them on the process, they will be treated before they were taken to court. in the secular world, if a policeman in the process of trying to arrest a criminal shot him, the criminal will be treated before he will be taken to court. One who attacked another person with deadly weapons, a sleeping person, a person under who is not normal, a mad person, are all considered aggressors, so be killed. Lord Machanda maintained the principle perfectly by killing Bali and Ravana. When Lord Machanda was leaving Ayodhya for the forest, and he go to River Sarayu, the river that demarcated the village from where he was going to enter the forest at that time. Now it is not. Now it's a city. Ramachandra took the help of a boatman to take them across the river. So the boatman took them across. At that time, they had no money to pay the boatman for his service. They were living for the forest with nothing. Tree bags or leaves. That's what they use as their dress. Nothing. They live with nothing. Sita Devi was asking the husband, "How do one put on this thing?" Because she's not used to it. She have not done this visit. A princess for life. Now she's going to wear leaves, a tree bag. She said, "How do one put on this thing?" She said, I'm not used to this. How to do it? I like it. I like this statement from Sita Devi. So anyway, now they have crossed the river to the other side. They have to pay for the service. They had no money to pay. Sita Devi was still having one bangle on her hand. So Lord Machanda said, "Please give that to the boatman for his service." Sita did not complain. She joyfully removed it and gave to the boatman. It is very, very, very wonderful. It is very wonderful quality. A very heavy austerity. But because she's teaching us dependence. She's teaching us dependence. She did without complaints. She depended on her husband. Therefore, she has no complaint for any austerity that she was experiencing. She gave the bangle to the boatman, but the boatman said no. Baba Machane said, please take it. This is for your service. We have nothing else to give to you. This is for your service. Take this for the service you have done. The boatman said no. Baba Machane said, why? The boatman replied, in the boatman association, we have principles. One of our principles is that among ourselves, the boatmen, we shouldn't pay each other for the service. You are a boatman, I'm a boatman, so I cannot accept the charity. Ramachana said, this is my bed. I've never come to river. When have I become a boatman? I can't understand. The boatman said, you are the boatman. I'm a boatman, so we are in the same club. So I cannot take this money from you. The boatman said, I'm a boatman for this small river. This is what I can do. You are the supreme boatman. My dear Lord, as I have done my service by taking you across this river, please, I beg you, when it is my time, in other words, the time of death, please take me across this ocean of material existence also. This is our agreement as boatmen. So Lord Ramachandra is the supreme personality of Godhead. He can take us across the ocean of material existence, back and back to Godhead. He came for that. So if we take shelter of him by doing our service, the boatman, he did service. He took him across. He did service. Now he is qualified to ask the Lord, please, don't forget me at the time of death. Also, take me across. So if we depend on Lord Ramachandra, depend on Lord Krishna, and serve them very nicely, like this boatman, we will also be delivered by the Lord. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 57, Chetisa sarva karmani mayi sanyasa matpara buddhi yoga mupasritya matchita sadatam bhava. In all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. In all activities, we should depend upon Lord Krishna. In all activities, just depend upon me. And work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And then 58, he said, O chitta sarva durgandi mat prasada tarishasi ata chetvam ahankaran na suroshasi vinakshasi. If you become conscious of me, Krishna is saying, if you become conscious of me, as I'm telling you, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work under such consciousness but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Brahma Chanda is teaching us to depend upon him and serve him in full consciousness of his supremacy. He will deliver us from the ocean of material existence. Lord Ramachandra said, anyone who comes to me and from his or her heart declare, my Lord, I am yours, that very moment becomes mine. That very moment. Ramachandra said to Ravana, I, the Supreme Lord, whose attempt never fails. His attempt never fails. So if you depend on someone whose attempt never fails, that means you are secured. Security is guaranteed. When the battle was going on in Lanka, I was reading. Ramayana. I was seeing how Lord Ramachandra was very, very, very peaceful, so satisfied, unmoved, nothing but anxiety for him. Ravana's son, Indrajit, was killing the Vanaras. He was killing, and the Lord was seeing everything, all the dead right before his eyes, were doing nothing. I was very disturbed. What is this? Before the Lord, this is taking place. People have given their life to the Lord. He is asking us to depend on him, but these people have depended upon him. They are dead. I was reading, and my mind was very disturbed. Indrajit, the son of Ravana, is very, very mystical. Was thinking, what is happening? Before the Lord, they have given their life and are being killed right before the eye of the Lord, and he's doing nothing. He doesn't even feel that this is something happening. That was the thing that was disturbing me. He never felt anything, as if nothing is happening. So this is too much. When he finally killed Ravana and killed all Ravana's associates and recovered Sita Devi, and they were about to return to Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra asked Vibhishan, Sugriva, he asked Sugriva, I appreciated, yes, I appreciated your wonderful service. So, what can I do for you? Sugriva said, my dear Lord, all my men who fought in this battle that have been killed by Ravana, please, I want all of them back. And Lord Ramachandra brought everyone back to life and gave all of them back to Sugriva. I say, yes, now I understand. Then I became very happy. I say, yes, now I understand what was he was doing. Yes. All of them who left the body were brought back to life. That means that nobody died from Narbachandra's side. Nobody died. Only Ravana would destroy what his people. I was very, very happy. I said, yes, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, only he could do this. Sri Ramchandra Bhagawan ki jai.
Yeah.